The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tuberty with you. It's Monday morning, the 30th of November, which means it's the last day of November in 2020 forever. And ever. And we're here till 10 o'clock. You can text us on 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie. And we're happy to have your company. It's a beautiful morning outside, actually. Nice walking weather. It's not even that particularly cold. Where to begin? Okay, well, obviously, I'm going to begin with the toy show because it was a big night for everybody. And we had a splendid time putting it all together. It's very hard to know on the night how it's all going. But certainly since the show, the response has been overwhelming and it's been humbling and it's been heartening because it seems that we brought a little Oz to Kansas and that's just what the country needed. The amount of people, I didn't spend a lot of time outside my house this way. I was a little bit broken. I still have to be honest with you. I don't spend too much time around the place here this morning, but it was a sense that there were a lot of tears. I think that's what struck me, and I got the sense that people were on the cusp of having an old cry anyway, and they just needed an escape, a release valve. And thanks to the beautiful children we met on Friday night, we got that escape that that we needed. And you know, even coming in this morning, it was so lovely to talk to the gang upstairs, and everyone has their favourite moment, you know, that bit when and that bit when. And I'd forgotten it because I haven't watched it back yet. I still don't know. The only clip I've been shown repeatedly involves a bottle of Fanta, and I'll get to that in a second. But it's just, and even then you go, of all the things, you just never know. It's live, there's kids, it's Christmas. What do you expect? The answer is the unexpected. And these beautiful children, like young Adam, who, you know, when we met him, brittle bones, dreamed to go to space. Disney couldn't write Adam, you know, and he had an extraordinary effect on us all from the moment he came in the afternoon to say hello. It was like a little Buddha on a cloud. The way he moved in his chair, he was otherworldly and kind, and his beautiful family. And his dad was with him, and his dad's a lovely man. And he had a lovely effect on everything, this lovely contagion of kindness. And it went wild over the weekend. Then Chris Hadfield, the astronaut, was saying, we need to talk to Adam. You know, NASA got on to say, we're going to have to get into conversations with you. Tim Peake, the astronaut, got on again, tweeted about him as well. He went to the stars and back in the course of 24 hours, in a manner of speaking. And this story isn't over yet for young Adam. Amazing. And his little hug that he just lifted up and said, I can't hug you, but I can send you this virtual virtual hug. And that lovely story about his hero. Some people want to meet Ed Sheeran or David Walliams. He wanted to meet the hospital porter, John Doyle in Temple Street. That's just beautiful in its purity and it's kindness. So that was lovely. And then I see young Annie O'Brien in the paper today in the Indo, because she mocked me when I said I wanted to buy a paper. And she said, did your dad buy the paper? He's not that old. And in fairness to our friends in the Indo, they went down to the family and gave their dad a year subscription of the paper for free. Oh, Lordy. She was the girl that we had a fizzy Artinge together, and you know, I opened the bottle and it went everywhere. I still don't know. We'll have to have a tribunal of inquiry as to, was the bottle shaken by somebody stirring it up behind the scenes? I don't know. Or is it just one of those bottles that was just flung in and it just went? And apparently somebody very naughty may or may not have said a certain word. And I've been laughing about it all weekend because I got so, phone melted I don't know, all sorts of nice things from people. And thank you, by the way, for all the nice comments. The truth of the matter is, people thought it was an F-bomb. It wasn't, strangely. It was a B-bomb. You have to listen very carefully. it probably rhymes closer to a word like pollux rather than anything else. That's the word, but it's been misinterpreted, which is fair enough. I don't mind. I'm not an angel. But listen closely, and you'll hear the slip of the tongue. But it was all meant in the best possible taste. And my thanks to all the children, to all their families, for coming in and having the crack with us on Friday night. It was just magical. We loved it all. And just very quickly to thank that Nasa McLaughlin, who ran the show from the top with such skill, and we and everyone around her, the gang very close to her, to Kate and Claire and Rania and Lucy, Patrick and Rachel, put the toys together, and Stuart, Nell and Marcella, Catherine, Jane, all my friends and everyone else all around. You have to understand that I was just the guy showing you what was happening, but they put it together. It was a massive effort at every level of the organisation, and I'm very, very grateful to everyone. In the middle of it all, thanks to Saoirse from Kiltulla in the county of Galway, we launched a Choy Show appeal. And this blew my mind, because you probably saw it on Friday when they were saying if we could make €500,000 for all those charities, we'd be delighted. I mean, that is how I suppose our ambitions were lined up in that regard. And then the money just kept coming, and they kept saying, no, it's 800,000. And I turn around I turn around again, they say, it's actually hit €1 million. And I turn around again and say, it's now €1.5 million. The money came in so fast we couldn't keep up. The system went down. The Collison brothers, who run Stripe, the billionaire boys, got on and helped us to expand the network to allow more money to be brought in. It reminded me of when I was about 12 and I watched Live Aid, and I saw Bob Geldof talking about to the Irish people, and afterwards I remember being struck by the figure, even at that young age, going, per capita, the Irish people are the most generous in the world. And I thought that's what happened. When they hit, it's now €6.4 million, in case you didn't know, but you know, it's an enormous amount of money. But when it hit 2, 3, 4 million, I really thought I'm probably the proudest Irishman how could you not be proud of this island, like in the middle of a pandemic, for all of that money? And think of where it's going to go. It's going to go to 3 children's hospitals. There'll be Barnardo's, there's Children's Books Ireland, the Children's Hospital Foundation, and there'll be grants by Community Foundation for Ireland. This money is going to change lives for children in the country. This wasn't just a once-off toy show, well done, that's gas, the kids were hilarious. This is now going to have a long-term effect. This is legacy stuff for children around the country, and it's beautiful. So thank you. And that'll be managed by the Community Foundation for Ireland. And thanks again to everyone for, you know, in the middle of all of this, for doing that. It's just beautiful. So thank you. The magic continues beyond Toy Show Night, and it's just gorgeous. So I don't want to go on about it. It's just gratitude is what I'm feeling today to everyone for the lovely comments, to the people who put the show together, and to you, the Irish people, for your generosity. It's mind-bending, and it's so reassuring, isn't it, at the end of the tail end of a difficult year, dark year for us all, to have that lovely sense of who we are when we're at our best and what we can do when we really care, because we do. And it's just good, and it's kind, and it's lovely. Now let's have a little look at what so many things to say. Here's just a random, because we got hundreds and hundreds of messages by whether it was email or Instagram or text or whatever it was. But Kathy Quinn says, we thoroughly enjoy the show. My husband and 4 boys and I, like most families, the Toy Show Night is an annual ritual. We never miss sitting down together to overeat and laugh and sing and enjoy ourselves. And in 2015, I couldn't join my boys as I was in Holles Street having given birth to our 4th boy, Charlie, the day before. And tonight, as I sat with Charlie on my lap, he turned 5 yesterday, faces into the toughest year of his short life so far, because he was diagnosed with a rare syndrome last January and will undergo a bone marrow transplant in the new year. And he fell asleep just before his favourite song came on. That's Giants. Do you remember that gorgeous version of it? Young Michael, a lovely young fella with Dermot Kennedy, a very generous and kind singer. Anyway, she says, so we'll sit down, watch it again on Sunday. By the way, Charlie's also a fan of the Beatles. Good man. It's really not possible for people to ever understand the joy the toy show brings some of us. There are families like ours all over the country who have our worries, but for the few hours we can put them to one side and just enjoy the fun, the honesty and raw talent of the participants. And that's what it is. And the good people at the Air Corps were in touch over the weekend. They're going to make contact with Adam, his dream to work as a NASA Capcom. Although we don't launch space rockets from Casement Aerodrome yet, we do have a busy air traffic control and plenty of airborne craft. And when COVID restrictions allow, we'd like to invite Adam to visit and tour the airbase and our air traffic control. That's from Commandant David O'Mara. Good man, David. That is just a lovely thing, and we'll make that happen. We'll make that happen. I lived, says the text, next door to the Doyles, the hospital porter, John's family. Most of my life, my parents still do. His late dad was an absolute gent, did the job before him, and was always so kind to me when I was in Temple Street. The apple didn't fall far from the tree, which is lovely. And on young Michael Maloney, who sang with Dermot Kennedy, Vincent Coleman in Ballinan Mayo says, I'm an old friend of Mikey's dad, the late Emmett, and Mikey's performance had everyone who knew Emmett in tears down here. Emmett was a true legend of a man in Ballinan, Foxford, and he was the most easygoing and generous person. He lived for music and let everyone play in his tiny famous pub, from us five chord wonders to the likes of Henry McCulloch of all people. So well done, and get this lad to give such a performance. Well, we had nothing to do with his brilliance. That was his own, which he obviously came inherited from his mum, and he was a lovely person too, and his dad. And my heart went out to him, because it was such a tricky thing to do, to go out and sing like that. And it's a big song, but to keep going when the man himself emerged from behind, and the smile on his face said it all. It just said, I can't believe I'm here. And yet he did. He deserved to be there. All of us Duffys, Niamh and Joe and kids, Cormac and Joseph and Tara and Alvin and Saoirse, stayed up late and enjoyed the toy show on the RT Plus One. We'd like to thank the ESB crew, came out to Gertine, County Sligo on Friday evening. We had a power cut at 9:20 just as we were settling down to watch the show. According to the ESB's helpline, power would be instated at 12:45 a.m. but luckily they got it back by 10:20, so we could catch up. So thanks to those who probably left the comfort of their own homes and families to light us up on Friday night. Yeah, well said. Thanks to our pals in the ESB crews. That's from Niamh. I know that there was a lot of difficulty with trying to the technology, because the demand on the system pulled it down, and that's kind of mad. I shouldn't laugh, but it is kind of mad. But it's also quite upsetting, I know, for people, because they had built up such a head of steam to watch this. And I know my own brother, well, one of my brothers had to go next door to ask the neighbour for their Wi-Fi to borrow, because his had gone down, and his kids and everything were keen to watch the show. So thanks to them for that lovely act of neighbourliness. I appreciate it immensely on behalf of Gar. Loads. I really can't keep up. It's quite overwhelming, but it's gratifying as well. Adam stole my heart, which was in a bad place, says the text. His virtual hug and Adam in general was a joy and gave me hope again, from a Kerry listener who wants to thank Adam. Declan in Longford, I've looked all my life for inspiration. I got it from a small boy called Adam on Friday night. Please play the song. Well, you should ask me to play that, because that's exactly the song I was going to start off with this morning, and I've been thinking about it since midnight on Friday as a result of meeting Adam. But you're quite right. For reasons you best know yourself. Well said. On behalf of the entire country, thank you, and your staff. Oh yeah, they love that. My staff. You can all have an hour off. You don't have to come in till 5:30 in the morning. You're welcome. I cried and cried like never before watching all of those superstars. COVID will come and go, but these kids will be our future forever. Deirdre says, just a short note to say how much of a difference you made to my little boy. My mum went into a nursing home care in September and lived with myself and Kian and took care of Kian while I worked. And she has progressive supernuclear palsy and is at serious risk of falling, and having had many very bad falls, and the last fall resulted in no other option but the nursing home. So my little boy Kian was very upset recently and really missing his nanny. But you gave a little speech about grandparents and how they would be there waiting when we got through this pandemic. And my goodness, you really turned Kian's thoughts around. With just those few words, I've seen such a change. Kian is now full of hope, and I sincerely mean that the sadness has lifted. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And that's from Denise. That's beautiful to hear that. Isn't it funny? You don't think you're going to have an impact like that, but that's the nature of the program. And also the time where, you know, people are, they need to hear the reassurance, and it's there, and it's not false reassurance. That's the good news. It's all practical, and it's real, it's true. What else have I got for you today? Well done to Liz Newton, by the way. Our friend, the writer Liz Newton, has been made to the New York Times recommended thrillers of 2020. Only 7 books on it, as she says herself. OMG, New York Times recommended best books of 2020. That's for you, Dad. It's a lovely message from Liz about Little Cruelties, which is a terrific book, and it's there in the New York Times. So that's a good news story for her. Darth Vader, of course, died over the weekend, as we knew, the actor who played him, Dave Prowse. But I was just reading about him this morning. He had a terrible feud going on with George Lucas, who created the whole franchise, because Dave Prowse, who wore the Darth Vader suit, walked up to the red carpet on the first show and the film and went, yes. And then he was watching the film going, yes. Or maybe it was like, yes. And he was having his popcorn or whatever. And the next thing is the voice comes up and it's James Earl Jones. And he's going, what did you? And he got really upset. But apparently James Price had quite a strong West Country accent and it was muffled by the accent. I said, that's not going to work for us. You know, I don't know what a West Country accent sounds like, so I can't even begin to do it. But they said, no, that's not going to work. And Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher, called him, described him as Darth Farmer. It was like, you are? Oh, yeah, I'm your father, Luke, or something like that. I don't know what that is. But you get the rough idea. And he loved Star Wars, Dave Prowse, even to the very end. But he was kind of essentially blacklisted because they say he might have released the ultimate spoiler about I'm your father, Luke, at one point, and George Lucas just wasn't into him at all. So it all went pear-shaped, and he took it to the grave, big row. Terrible. Anyway, he's dead now. Poor old Dave Prowse. That's a sad way to go, to have that chip on his shoulder all the way to the grave. I'd hate that. George Clooney's been cutting his own hair for years because he says it's like straw. It's really easy to cut. He uses a thing called a Flobee. Have you ever heard of a Flobee? I've never heard of a Flobee. It's a vacuum hair cutting system developed in the 80s. Do you believe that? Or is he actually having us on? I don't know. And Boris Johnson's dog is wheezing and they reckon he has COVID. Oh no. The poor dog. Jack Russell. There you go. Subdued, wheezing and refusing to go out for walks. Definitely COVID. And because the place is rampant with it in Downing Street. So that's the story there. And if you're looking for something tonight for your history lovers, The Hunger, the story of the Irish famine, narrated by Liam Neeson. I will be watching that at 9:35 on RT1 TV tonight. It's obviously something. And I know a lot of you are watching The Undoing with Nicole Kidman and with Hugh Grant, last episode tonight. It's very exciting. But in the Irish Daily Mail this morning, they've a double page ad. So one is the two heads looking sinister because no one knows who did what to whom. And then on the other page, you remember Dot to Dot with all the numbers? And there's probably about 600 numbers or thereabouts. And it's a spoiler, join the dots, you'll reveal a portrait of the killer. Isn't that clever? It's a clever bit of marketing. It is, as poor old Boris Johnson's dog would say, a wheeze. 51551 is the text number. And thank you for all the great and kind comments about the toy show, because that is all lovely. And Fionnuala Corbett Finn was on to say, or at least Fionnuala Corbett, I should say. I'm not sure if you know Roald Dahl's contribution to saving many lives with a new, improved version of the shunt. Indeed, this is a little life-saving device used to help people who suffer from hydrocephalus, a build-up of fluid in the brain, because his son was struck by a car. He was Theo, I think his son's name, but when he was a baby, which resulted in him having hydrocephalus. His son received a shunt which kept blocking, and numerous attempts were made to replace the shunt but to no avail. So Dahl got together with a toy maker named Wade. They made small hydraulic pumps and a neurosurgeon named Till at Great Ormond Street, and they designed a new valve together, which was in production in 62. It was called the WDT shunt, and it was used in approximately 3,000 children over the next couple of years. So he was a man of many talents, and the shunts have moved on. My own daughter Hannah is 11 on our third one. First one day, one love life, and second age 3, and the last on the since March 2020, which is working well. What a wonderful toy show you put on last Friday. A wonderful tribute to Mr. Roald Dahl. Happy Christmas, Finn, and thank you for that lovely message. Glad to hear all is well in your world. But obviously, we have to pay tribute to all the excitement that we had the other evening, and we'll do that now at 9:24, because Adam It's really about, for a lot of people, it was his shining example of goodness and innocence and ambition and a love of space. David Bowie and Space Oddity for young Adam and to infinity and beyond, isn't that it? And there's a lovely, lovely caricature, a drawing at least of it, of that story from Niall O'Loughlin, who does great, really, really great caricatures and has done them for years, but he's surpassed himself with this lovely image of Adam. He's superimposed his face as a cartoon in the Buzz Lightyear costume. And imagine to infinity and beyond. It's really beautiful. Well done, Niall. I'll post that on Instagram a little bit later on. In terms of Dave Prowse and Darth Vader, someone think the Wurzels were. Yeah, that's fine. I'll take that. I know exactly where you're coming from there. Give all your staff the day off, except the two that shook the bottle of Fanta before they handed it to you. I will. I'm thinking Kim and Kieran need to be called in for a little chat about, they're excellent. I mean, they're the best in the business, but just a little chat as part of our investigation. The tribunal, if you like, the tribunal into Fantagate. Although I see Club Orange were on to me to say, don't worry, because I said, I think I'll just move on to Club Orange and shop local. Fanta's a bit global. We'll go local. They said, there's a crate here with your name on it. We all make mistakes. Thank you, Club Orange. Just dropped my boys off at school and my little boy is six, says to me, ma'am, please text the toy man and tell him he was awesome, says Jenny in Wicklow. Well, look, toy man. I did go for a walk yesterday and people were very, 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 very kind. So thanks for that. But when kids point up at you and shout the toy man, it's a glorious feeling. That's what I'll say. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again. My name is Saoirse Bostrich. I'm 13 years old. I'm writing to you from my mum's email address to tell you about a hero. Go on. My granny is the hero. Oh. Not just to me, but also to all of the other children she helps. She's volunteered for Crumlin Hospital for over 20 years. She's raised over €300,000 by herself. She's the number one fundraiser for Crumlin Hospital. She's done the women's mini marathon for 27 years. And my granny has had many losses in life, but always picks herself up and carries on and tries to help others. Since COVID, I don't get to see her as much as I, and when I do, I can't touch her. I used to have sleepovers with my granny every week, and I really miss her so much. I wanted her to know how much I love and admire her for all she does for everyone else. It would be great if you could tell everyone about Eleanor Mooney and all the great work she has done, from Saoirse. Well, Eleanor Mooney, how about that? These are the heroes, too often unsung, that need to be given a little bit of gratitude. And as it happens, for the month of December, we're joining up with Arnott's to bring a little special series of gifts from the Arnott's Santa's sack. And listeners will be in with a chance on occasion to win lovely prizes, including tech and beauty and toys and more. And there's goodies in here for all ages and a huge selection of Irish gifts. So it's not a competition. We just have gifts to give away randomly. Like, for example, Saoirse's granny, Eleanor Mooney, who I think deserves the first gift from Santa's sack. So what I'm going to give her is a beautiful little kind of hamper of sorts from, let's have a look, wrapping paper off, and there it is. It's a Rathbones hamper. That's lovely. That's a luxury four-wick candle. Beautiful. And a botanical bee candle. And hand and body wash and lotion gift set. So that's all worth nearly €150. It's an Irish brand and they've been there since 1488 and they make the most beautiful candles and they have illuminated the streets and homes and lighthouses and churches of Ireland with these gorgeous candles that they handcraft. And you can go and see them if you want on arnotts.ie. But Rathbones hamper on its way to that heroic granny that will, I think, enjoy them. So well done, Eleanor Mooney, and thanks, Saoirse, for that lovely email. We have a gift for you coming up. A gift, a guest. Oh, you get the idea. See you in a minute.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Well, a love for John Doyle in this morning, which is really nice. The porter, who's Adam's friend, I'm glad to see that. Robert says, I repaired the TVs in Temple Street, and Paddy Doyle, the father of John, always looked after people when they arrived at the hospital. It was an honour to have met him, and he'd bring me around and show me which TVs need to be fixed, and the children would cheer when the TVs were then fixed, and it was lovely. Can you play the rock classic from Friday night show, Rock is the Best Medicine? I don't have it to hand, but I'm sure before the week is out, I can't get it out of my head. That's going to follow me around for a long time. Bet you it is. You surpassed yourself. Yeah. And lifted the spirits of the nation. Great. But I loved your rendition of Singing in the Rain. I could see you had watched the original movie with Gene Kelly. You gave this 74-year-old granny a great lift. So thank you once again. Thank you, Aileen. But as I say, that was a lot of trouble went in. I recorded that on the streets of Carrickstown, thanks to our friends in Fair City. And we hired in the rain. And it was, as somebody said, biblical. I have never been more drowned than I was trying to dance and move in a three-piece woolen suit. We had three goes at it, and each time I had to get into another suit. It was the saddest sight now, watching me walking around the place. But then we got it in one go. Alan got it in one shot in the end, so it didn't have to be chopped up or anything like that. And a lot of people did a lot of work to make that happen. So, but yes, it was. Singing in the rain is fun, but you get very wet, very wet. Here's poor old Dave Prez doing his ooh-ar, ooh-ar Darth Vader, and he was annoyed that he didn't get to be the original voice.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away.
It's like Anton Deck. And then George Lucas saw it and said, no, we'll just get this guy.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away.
That'll do, pig. That's where we leave it for today. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned to Clare Byrne. See you tomorrow between 9 and 10. Bye.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.